Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
He inspires small business.
We can teach these barbarians a lesson in Western methods and efficiency that will put them to shame.
He tells it like it is.
I realize how difficult it's going to be in this godforsaken place where you can't find what you need. But there's the challenge.
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
With all due respect, sir, I believe this is going to be our finest hour.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. Very excited about having our good friend Stephen King back on the show. Stephen has been a great member of our Brain Trust now for the last 5 years or so. Growth Force is the name of his company, and he helps companies like yours and mine become more professional and more sophisticated financial managers, because that's why businesses fail more than anything. Not because they don't have a good product, certainly not because they didn't work themselves to death, certainly not because they weren't passionate about what they were doing, maybe not even because they didn't have enough capital, but because they didn't manage that capital properly. Financial management, failure to manage financially, is the biggest thing that takes companies down. What do you think, Steve?
Completely agree, Jim.
Yeah, thank you. Welcome back. I'm glad you're here. We're going to talk about job costing, folks. This is important. Stephen, you don't know this, but many decades ago, one of my earliest jobs was with Sears selling carpet. I worked my way through college selling carpet for Sears, and I would go into homes and measure and sell the carpet and you know, write the deal up on the job in the living room and you know, do the credit check and all that. But part of my job as this kid in college was to put together what we called a job folder. And that job folder was just a bunch of papers, including the contract and we had a page or two where we tracked the cost of our materials, the cost of our labor. And every single job, whether it was a $50 job or a $5,000 job, every job had its own. We knew how much profit we made on every job in that job folder. What do you think?
Yeah, it's the only way to do it. Except today, now it's all automated. It's digital.
Yeah. No, it was all paper back then. But wasn't that a great experience for a young guy like me to have that kind of perspective?
Yeah.
To be and for Sears. I mean, this wasn't, you know, most times when you think about people working for Sears, being an employee for Sears, you don't think of them being part of the financial management of the company. You know what I mean? I mean, but what I did, I knew when I was calculating a job, I knew how to maximize the gross profit. And for the company, it was gross profit, wasn't it? My profit that I was putting in that job folder was the company's gross profit above the line.
Yeah, I think that's the biggest mistake. You know, Growth Force provides outsourced bookkeeping, accounting, and management accounting and controller services for businesses. They use QuickBooks, Xero, or NetSuite. And when we searched thousands of businesses over the last 25 years, and what I'm fascinated by is the companies that are wildly successful understand their gross profit. They understand the above the line versus below the line. And that simple concept is a game changer.
Well, there's no question about it. And if you don't know that, and of course, we probably ought to back up just a little bit, Steve, and say that you can't contemplate the line above it or below it if you aren't creating the document where the line is, right?
Yeah, I mean, it's not a document anymore, right? It's all digital. But yes, the line is gross profit, right? What does gross profit mean? It's the amount, it's the maximum amount, the gross profit that you made on the work that you did. And the only way you can calculate that is to separate out the above the line costs, which are the direct costs that were directly what the customer paid for, directly what was needed to earn the income. And there's only two parts. There's direct labor, the people who did the work that earned
right.
you the income that the customer directly paid for, and direct material, the stuff
we,
the customer directly
paid for. We used to call that variable, too. We call that variable, but they're basically the same thing, aren't they?
Well, you can have variable overhead costs. You can have below the line costs, like commissions. You can have, you know, indirect variable costs. But conceptually, you're right. that, you know, if the cost to earn the income is typically a variable cost. But what you want to do is you want to allocate those labor costs that are above the line, the direct labor, right, and the direct material, separate from the overhead. And now, with today's technology, that's really easy to
I want to get into more into that in a minute, but I want to point out to folks, in the old days with me, it was something you hold in your hand and put on the floor, carpet. And it might have been a construction companies do this all the time, et cetera, manufacturers do this all the time. But today you could be a website developing company and you would need to know job costing. I mean, you could be complete 100% digital and you need to know job costing. It's really more prevalent today, needed than ever before. And we'll talk about how to do it after the break with our good friend Stephen King. He's with Growth Force. I'm Jim Blasingame. I'm with you.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.